Hello and welcome to the Friday, November 1st, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storms and Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm there recording from Jacksonville, Florida. The story we start out with today kind of fits Halloween, given that it deals with some pretty scary malware. The malware I'm talking about is, of course, Bad BIOS, and you may be familiar with it if you follow Dragos Rui. Now, a lot of this is really just based on what Dragos is reporting here, so there is at this point no independent verification of what he's saying, but then again, he's well respected. I've met him, he knows his stuff. He's also the organizer of CanSec West and the famous Pwn to Own contests that coincide with this conference. The major feature of a Bad BIOS that sort of gave it its name is the fact that it does modify the system's BIOS, which of course makes it very difficult to detect and remove. In addition, it apparently has a number of covert channels that apparently exceed network traffic. For example, Dragos is believing that part of the networking between infected machines happens over audio. So one machine essentially is sending signals over audio that are then being received on a microphone of the second machine. Also, the infection channel apparently does use USB, but not the good old autorun, instead just some kind of vulnerability related to low-level USB drivers. Overall, the different attributes of this malware have been seen before. It certainly is possible to build networks over audio channels. There has been software that does that. It is possible to modify the BIOS. That has been shown before. And also these low-level USB vulnerabilities have been discovered in the past. So overall, all the components that make up Bad BIOS certainly are in the realm of possible. We just haven't seen it all put together the way Dragos describes it in his write-ups. So we really are waiting now for someone to independently verify it, use one of Dragos' systems, and try to reproduce what he has seen. In the past, we have also seen people who essentially just believed that they were compromised and then looked very hard for evidence. It's essentially impossible to prove that a machine is not compromised. But then again, as I said before, I do think Dragos is smart enough where he wouldn't just go off on a hunch like this and just make himself believe that he's compromised. And Google is going to improve how hacked websites are being notified via Google's webmaster tools. If Google detects malicious code on your site, one way to find out more about this is to log into Google's webmaster tools, but in the past, it wasn't always that easy to figure out what was actually wrong, and sometimes the information wasn't really all that timely, which, for example, confused PHP.net earlier this week when they got compromised. Well, in part as a reaction to this compromise, Google is going to improve Google Webmaster Tools to make it easier to detect and to figure out what actually went wrong and also to get delisted quicker once you have your site cleaned up. Google Webmaster Tools, I highly recommend it if you do run a web application. It's sort of part of your operational portfolio to be able to monitor how Google actually views your site. And it's a free service from Google. It also doesn't require that you install any code from Google on your site. And then we got yet another effort to protect email in particular from government spying. Two of the victims of this recently were Lavabit, which actually shut down, and Silent Circle, which discontinued an email service that it offered, in part because the encryption keys for these services resided with the service and as such were subject to national security letters that legally require these services to reveal the crypto keys. These services now formed what they call the Dark Mail Alliance, and as part of this, they're trying to come up with a new email protocol that keeps the encryption keys with the respective users, so the service itself will never be able to actually decrypt the email. Sounds really a lot like PGP and S/MIME, which already sort of does this. Of course, those protocols never really were widely adopted, in part because they're not all that easy to use, so I can only assume that Silent Circle and Lavabit try to maybe move these protocols to something more web-based or such, which makes them easier and more transparent to the user. Anyway, this is it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.